Hello, I'm Chris from Metro Research, and we're conducting a short opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Your number was chosen at random, and your individual answers are entirely confidential. To start, what is your age?
18.
Thank you very much. And in what state do you live in?
Massachusetts.
Thank you. In which county of Massachusetts do you live?
Why is all this being asked?
Yes, this is a survey about transportation services in Massachusetts. We would love to hear your opinion.
Oh, okay. What's the county?
Thank you very much. And how would you describe your gender? Man, woman, non-binary? Thank you. And how would you describe your race or ethnicity?
Black.
Thank you. What is the highest level of schooling that you have completed? Is it 11th grade or less? A high school graduate? Some college, no degree? Associate degree? A bachelor's degree? Graduate courses? Advanced degree?
High school graduate.
Thank you. In a few words, what would you say is the most important transportation-related issue facing Massachusetts?
Not having enough stops, especially close to like a bit more hidden neighborhoods.
And that was not having enough. What was it?
Not having enough bus stops.
Oh, bus stops. Thank you very much. And what grade would you give Massachusetts Governor Mara Healey on transportation, including highways, roads, and bridges, public transportation like trains, subways, buses, and ferries, and walking and biking? On a scale from A, B, C, D, and F, what would you give her?
I'd say a B.
B.
Yeah.
Thank you. The MBTA provides subway, bus, train, and ferry service throughout eastern Massachusetts. What grade would you give Governor Healey for her handling of the MBTA?
Three.
Oh, we're still on the A, B, C, D, F.
Oh, yeah, I said A.
Oh, A. Thank you very much. Now, Massachusetts has 15 regional transit authorities that provide public bus service outside the MBTA service area. What grade would you give Governor Healey for her handling of the regional transit authorities? Thank you. And the Massachusetts State Legislature is responsible for funding public infrastructure, including roads, bridges, sidewalks, bike paths, and public transportation like trains, buses, and subways. What grade would you give the Senate, the State Legislature for their handling of transportation infrastructure here in Massachusetts?
A.
Thank you. Now, thinking about traffic on the roads and highways in the part of the state where you live, would you say that traffic now is better than it was before the start of the pandemic in March 2020, worse than it was before the pandemic, or about the same?
Better.
Thank you. Now, how safe do you feel doing each of the following in Massachusetts? If you do not engage in an activity, please just let me know. The first one is take a public bus, MBTA or RTA. Do you feel very safe, somewhat safe, somewhat unsafe, very unsafe, or do not do?
Somewhat safe.
Thank you. What about take the MBTA subway?
I do not take that.
Drive or ride in car on the highway?
Safe.
And is that very safe or somewhat safe?
Somewhat safe.
Thank you. Drive or ride in a car on local roads?
Safe. Very safe.
ride a bicycle?
I do not ride a bike.
Thank you. And take the MBTA commuter rail?
I do not take that either.
Walk around your community?
Somewhat safe.
Thank you very much. And you said you do not ride a bike. Are any of the following reasons why you don't ride a bike? Is it lax enforcement of traffic laws? Yes or no?
No.
Don't feel safe riding a bike?
I don't really know how to ride a bike, so I don't ride a bike.
Okay. We do have one like that. Let me see if I can find it. We have do not own a bike and simply not interested in riding.
Simply not interested in riding.
And would you like to add another reason?
Oh, no, that's all.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, I'd like you to ask you about, a different topic. Governor Healey has proposed a new legislation to build more affordable housing. Part of the bill would let cities and towns charge a transfer fee on the portion of a real estate sale above $1 million. Cities and towns could use the money raised from the fee to build more affordable housing. How much would you support or oppose allowing cities and towns to impose such a transfer fee on the portion of a real estate sale over $1 million? Would you strongly support it, somewhat oppose it, or strongly oppose it?
Somewhat support it.
Thank you very much. And we're almost done. These last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. How many cars, if any, does your household own or lease? None, one, two, three, four, or more?
Three.
Thank you. Do you own or rent your home, or do you have another arrangement like living with family members or student housing?
Living with family members.
Thank you. Which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed full-time, employed part-time, or not currently employed?
Employed part-time.
Thank you. And to the best of your knowledge, does your employer offer any of the following? A free transit pass for employees, a discounted transit pass, pre-tax transit benefit, or deducting the cost of transit passes from employees' paycheck, or no, my work doesn't offer any discounts for transit passes.
No, my work doesn't offer any discount for transit.
Thank you. Does your work offer any form of parking free or paid for employees?
Parking free.
Thank you. And how often do you work from home right now? Every workday, a few times a week, a few times a month, less than once a month, never, I prefer not to work from home, or never, this is not an option for my work.
Never, this is not an option for my work.
Thank you. And when you commute to work, how do you do so? Do you ride a bike?
Okay. Sorry.
Yes. Do you ride a bike, take a public bus or MBTA or RTA, take a ferry, take the commuter rail, drive, walk, or take the MBTA subway? Those are the options.
Oh, neither. I take a car.
Oh, just drive?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And why do you commute the way you do?
Wait, what do you mean by that?
Why do you commute by driving?
Oh, because I feel like it's easier.
Nope. Easier. Thank you very much. And in politics today, which would you consider yourself? Independent, Republican, Democrat, or something else?
neither?
The options that we have is independent, Republican, Democrat, or something else.
Something else.
Okay, thank you. On most issues, do you tend to lean more towards the Democratic Party or the Republican Party or neither?
Neither.
Thank you. And last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the category that contains your income. Is it below $25,000, $25,000 to less than $50,000, $50,000 to less than $75,000, $75,000 to less than $100,000, $100,000 to less than... Thank you.
To less than $100,000.
Thank you. And what is the zip code where you live?
01607.
016... Okay, I got confused. 01617?
No, 07.
01607.
Yes.
Thank you very much. And with this, we'll conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.